USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The former New York City Police Department detective who appeared before Congress 2 weeks ago seeking funds for 9/11 victims has died. John Clements reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill on June 11th, seeking funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched." I'm John Clemens.
Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit DriveElectricUS to learn more.